to install the air conditioner on a roof, but I cannot seem to find a good alternative to a roof-mounted AC. I don't know if you can hear my kid banging away at the keys playing a game.
I can, but that's okay. I have a heater in the background because it's cold here.
Yeah, I'm just saying to listeners, sorry about that. He snuck in the VAP studio. Let's see. I really love the look of the master, but I'm practical that the AC and solar are requirements for my wife and me. If I install two standard tempered glass solar panels with the aluminum frame, they will obviously stand off the roof about 2.5 inches. Or should I install two or three of the GoPower flexible solar panels similar to Tim's trailer? My concern with the flexible panels is a short lifespan and the heat they will add to the roof. I could make an aluminum storage box and store the two panels under the belly, but it would be a hassle setting them up, taking it down. Plus, let me know if you can convince me to go with the flexible solar panels on the roof. And Tim, thanks for writing the book. And Colin for the axles. Lastly, thanks for the show. Ron, great pictures. Your trailer looks beautiful.
It does. It's like light year shinier than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Because it... Well, hasn't been polished in 10 years. I could probably do it. But I'll tell you what, my 69 Ambassador, it's very shiny now.
Nice.
It's not finished. Like, and the interior's not finished, but it's getting there.
So what do you think about his, start with his air conditioner. Because obviously he's looking at how streamlined his trailer looks with nothing mounted on the roof there yet. Are there any options for an air conditioner that'll keep his roof looking clean?
Well, I have seen split air conditioners, and they had the compressor and condenser mounted on the tongue, sort of just behind the propane tanks, where the propane tanks would be. On one trailer, it was a customer trailer we worked on. They said it worked fine, but it wasn't a sort of a traditional air conditioner setup, you know, that has this evaporator inside that was blowing air. They said they had a panel there. I'm not really sure how it all worked because we never tried it, but the owner said it did function. I think they're really quite costly compared to the rooftop units. I'm going to be experimenting with a freestanding unit that I'm going to build in on that little mobile glide that we're doing. So we'll see how that all works. But traditionally, those freestanding ones, they don't really have huge output. Our mobile glide is very small. You know, it's only a 15-foot trailer, so... probably anything in there would work. However, I have seen stand-up units that are 12,000 BTUs, or at least claimed 12,000 BTUs. I have spoken to other people that have used that type of thing in their house, and they said, well, they say 12,000 BTUs on them, but they're not equivalent to a 12,000 BTU window unit. So maybe they have different measuring characteristics. I'm not sure. But... you know, air conditioners on the roof are not the prettiest. We are in the process of making an interesting shroud for them and make them look significantly better than they do. Or excuse me, not necessarily better, but make them look like they belong there. How's that?
Yeah, you know, it's just... it's part of the modern age. I mean, you know me. I put one on. I wouldn't go with something, one of those... I like the Dometic Penguins because they're as low profile, I think, as some of the other ones, like the Colemans or whatever. They seem to be taller.
Right.
And with all those fins and stuff, at least mine just has a sleek, you know, plastic body. And it's a little shorter profile. And it has the drain cups on it.